Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party.
That's beautiful. Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party. I'm here with Wendy Pilot, and you know, a lot of stuff's going on here, and I am the king of you knows. Wendy's really worried about that, but I am too. You know, we have asked Richard Painter to come on our show because I follow Richard on Twitter, and we love Richard, and he speaks the truth. He's a law professor. He's a former chief White House ethics lawyer, and he's a host of his own political podcast. And Richard, welcome to Pilot's Party here, Progressive Party.
Well, thank you very much for having me again on your show. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, I've been following you today, as I always do, and this impeachment was a major, this impeachment hearing was unbelievably major today. What are your thoughts about
what
happened today?
Yeah, more evidence of an extortion effort aimed at the Ukraine, at the government of Ukraine, which is very vulnerable to Russian domination. They're fighting Russian-backed rebels that they need military aid from the United States government. And the clear message from Donald Trump is they're getting that military aid if and only if they investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. And that's extortion, because the president is saying, I will command it. I will do what you want as president, an official act of the United States government, giving you the military aid if and only if you'll do something for my political campaign and investigate my opponent. That's solicitation of a bribe, extortion. That is criminal. That alone would have justified immediate removal of the president, much less everything else he's done in office. So today we've had Ambassador Sondland, who was supposed to be President Trump's front man on this, and who originally was defending Trump's position. He'd come in front of Congress. He's under oath. And I think he just decided he wasn't going to go to the slammer for Donald Trump and hope for a pardon by lying in front of Congress. So he said the truth, which is that this was basically a quid pro quo. And that's what everybody else has said. The evidence is overwhelming. Donald Trump is guilty of soliciting a bribe, of extortion here. And he needs to resign as president. This is much worse than any of the evidence they had against Richard Nixon by the time he resigned in August of 1974.
Did you see Nunes' face after the first break?
The Congressman Nunes, yeah, a whole bunch of them. You got Jim Johnson, which I these days spell G-Y-M Johnson, Jim Johnson there. And you got a whole bunch of these Republicans that been front for Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, they're going to go down with a sinking ship doing that. They're crazy not to bail on him and have the common sense the Republicans had back in 74. To tell Nixon to resign, and that's what they ought to do right now. This game is up. There's no credible defense for what Donald Trump did there.
Well, Pence looks like he's guilty of sin, too.
Yeah, it looks like Pence is in the middle of it, and even more so than he was in the middle of the Russia thing. So I would expect that if Trump resigns, which ought to be the first step, is resign, and then Pence gets sworn in, then the next step would be whether Pence would have to be impeached, removed from office for his role in this whole thing. The evidence against Trump is so overwhelming, I think he's finished, or should be finished. And then the attention would turn to whether Mike Pence also, whether he ought to pull a Spiro Agnew there, where you go in and you plead guilty, get a misdemeanor, and resign from office as part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's got his fingerprints on it, too, and that's a very bad situation for him.
Hey, Richard, I have a question for you. If he doesn't resign and he is impeached, could he run for office?
If he's impeached and he's acquitted by the Senate, he could run for office again. If he is impeached and he's convicted by the Senate, he will be removed from office and could never run again. Could not run again.
Do you think he'll ever have any jail time?
Well, the jail time would be decided after a criminal trial, and that would have to be a separate proceeding than the trial in front of the Senate. So he would be subject to a criminal trial for the obstruction of justice in the Mueller investigation. There are a number of crimes he has exposure to criminal prosecution for, and this one would be solicitation of a bribe and extortion with the Ukraine matter. So, yes, he could be tried criminally, assuming that a subsequent president doesn't decide to pardon him, which is the big mistake that Gerald Ford made back in 1974.
That's right. I was just going to ask you about that because what Agnew he resigned first, and then Nixon resigned, but they picked a vice president to make sure that if anything happened, Ford would pardon Nixon. Wasn't that how it went down?
Well, Ford did pardon Nixon, whether that was prearranged, whether Gerald Ford decided he ought to do that to avoid the criminal trial is not been clearly articulated. I'd say Gerald Ford was actually a very good president in many ways and a lot more moderate than these right-wing Republicans. He was challenged from the right by Ronald Reagan in the 1976 primary there. But I think that he did pardon Nixon. I think it cost him the 1976 election because he did that. This time around, Trump could resign and then Pence pardon him. But then the question is, who's going to be around to pardon Pence if that happens?
That's right. I do feel as giddy as I do. Today was a good day for this impeachment hearing.
I think it was a good day for America because people are telling the truth. And we had Colonel Vindman tell the truth yesterday, and he's a decorated war veteran. He's being harangued by Donald Trump on Twitter. Is he telling the truth? With Ambassador telling the truth. And we've had a long string of witnesses who told the truth here. And now we have the president's political appointee, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who's just not willing to go to the slammer to front for Donald Trump. He's just not willing to go lie for him. And then, ended up doing the jail time for Trump. And so he did tell, I guess, pretty much the truth that, this was a quid pro quo. He admitted it. He wasn't going to run away from that.
And that everybody knew about it. That's what I started being giddy about when he said that.
Yeah, everybody knew about it. Yep, everybody knew. I mean, we know that it was going down there. So now it's time for the senators, the Republican senators, I think, to call Trump in and say this is it. You're going to head back to New York and you're going to close up shop here. And if Pence gives you a pardon, he gives you a pardon, but whatever. And then I think they're going to have to think about getting rid of Pence because he's got, as I say, he's involved in this thing too. And that's a very bad situation. But it's not going to be the end of the world if you have Nancy Pelosi sitting in the White House there for less than a year before you elect everybody new. I mean, she's going to be a heck of a lot better than this cast of characters.
Oh no! Speaking of cast of characters, I know you tweeted something earlier this morning about the debates. What is your feelings about the debates tonight, the Democratic debates?
Well, we're going to see how these candidates do, I think Elizabeth Warren needs to get. Make sure she lets people know she's very practical, and she is. I know Elizabeth Warren. I met with her in her office to talk about my banker's ethics book they published. That was about 2.5 years ago. I met with her, and she's a very practical person with a lot of knowledge of economics and how it all works. She was a bankruptcy professor, and she may have said some things over the campaign to appeal to people on the left that sound simplistic and look like she's positioned herself too far left, but she's a very practical person, and I think she could be a very strong candidate. She certainly, when it comes to brains, she's very, very strong in that department. To have a strong performance there would be very helpful. Have Joe Biden perform well and at least convince us that he could stand up to Donald Trump in a debate would be encouraging. I don't think he's going to have the intellectual firepower of an Elizabeth Warren, but at least convince us that he's not going to get roughed all over by Donald Trump if he's the nominee. That's important. We've got to hear from Bernie and see what he can deliver. He's recovered very well after his heart attack, so I'd expect his performance there. And then there's our friend Amy Klobuchar, and yep, I've been thinking her on the environment. I mean, if she rises in the polls, people will start asking these questions about the sulfide mining up north. And she was one of the very few Democrats in the House and Senate who opposed the Obama administration's decision not to lease that land up there to Twin Metals to open a sulfide mine. And she not only felt that way, but she sent a blistering email to the Secretary of Agriculture in the Obama administration, chewing them out for not leasing the land to Twin Metals. Now, Twin Metals is a company owned by a billionaire who leases a $10 million house to Jared and Ivanka Trump. He is a major player down in Chile. He has a bad environmental record. Twin Metals will be a disaster right smack in the middle of the boundary waters. The sulfide mining is going to create an awful mess up there. Every environmental group in the state and the country opposes it. And Amy Klobuchar needs to change her position on the sulfide mines. And that one and the other one, Polymet Glencore, that's controlled by Glencore, the company close to Vladimir Putin. They got the Medal of Friendship from Vladimir Putin, the CEO did a number of years ago. And we don't need them crawling all over the state either. That was up near Hoyt Lake. So Amy Klobuchar needs to change her position on sulfide mining if she's going to get my support.
Right. She also needs to change her position on killing the
wolves. Yeah. Yeah, they're killing the wolves. She's big on this, taking the gray wolves off the endangered species list. And I guess they have some ranchers up there want to start killing the wolves. But there haven't been a lot of livestock killed by the wolves. And shooting the gray wolves, that's just not the way we ought to be going. There are a lot of ways to protect livestock without doing it. They're sacred to the Native Americans. A lot of Native American tribes eat the gray wolf. And Amy, at one point, she was suggesting a joke, I guess, that they have a governor's a wolf opener, like we have a duck opener or something. You know, that's
not crazy.
We want to live in. So well, she's got to cool it on that. Environmental
Richard,
issue is serious.
Right. Thank you. Richard, thank you so much for what you do and all your tweets and being on Pilots Progressive Party today. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we transform the lives of men and support Minnesota's environment by working towards zero waste. Our approach reaffirms each man's dignity and supports self-sufficiency. Better Futures Minnesota is a work training model. Through our reuse, retail warehouse, and supervised work crews with specialized in residential and commercial building deconstruction, property maintenance, appliance recycling, and janitorial services, we demonstrate ways to employ hard-to-employ men on a pathway to independence. Hire our work crews at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Supporting the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities has never been easier. You'll find an expansive list of local dining options at eatlocalminnesota.com, from classic American comfort food to authentic flavors from around the world. Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts. Stop in the wine bar and enjoy a unique pizza loaded with fresh vegetables and perfectly roasted meats. Over 30 wines by the glass, Cafe Latte highlights Washington State wines and is the perfect destination for date night or an evening with friends. 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul. Victor's 1959 Cafe has been serving South Minneapolis traditional Cuban food for over 15 years. Victor's is open for breakfast and lunch daily and now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try the Pollo Tropicale or the Sandwich Cubano, which was featured on Food Network. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the most informative source for progressive politics and news in the Twin Cities. Get involved online at am950radio.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, check out the local businesses that help make this content available, and stay up to date on the latest news and upcoming events. You can always reach us by email at comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. Thanks for listening.
A kind of Economists say 70% of our economy is driven by consumer spending. What if we shifted our spending? You Betcha Box, we can. You Betcha Box offers a wide selection of locally sourced gift boxes that are a perfect gift this holiday season. This unique gift is ideal for clients and the foodie in your life. The Land of Lakes Tea Box features well-rooted tea, 100% sourced from local farms and foraged from Minnesota forests. Ames Farm Single Source Honey, savory marsh flower from Delano, and some chai masala from St. Paul-based Ancient Indian Spices, zesty lemon rosemary nuts from Isidore Nut Company, and Annie's Caramels. Find all these products, plus an exclusive local Love Gray Duck Minnesota Proud Tea Tall in the AM950 sponsored The Land of Lakes Tea Time You Betcha Box. Perfect for client gift-giving, family celebrations, and creating your very own Land of Lakes Tea Time. Go to YouBetchaBox.com and order Land of Lakes Tea Time.
All right, welcome to back to Pilots Progressive Party here, and we're just having a lot of fun right now. You know, one of our all-time guests, Wendy, that we love to have on, and there's special news too, is Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we have we've been watching him before he became Hennepin County Sheriff, and the great things he's doing. And I know there's a lot of things that are happening. He's been in the news lately with his progressive thinking, and we just want to welcome Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson to the Progressive Pilots Progressive Party.
Hey, thanks for having me, and I'm happy I get to say hello to Wendy. I haven't seen her, talked to her for a minute, as they say.
Yeah, hello. Hello, Sheriff. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
So you've been in the news a lot, Hennepin County Sheriff, with some progressive things. And I know we've had last week, it was a sad week. A couple officers took their own life. And, you know, it just ripples through the whole blue community. And tell us what's been happening the last couple of weeks, and what Hennepin County's been doing for their sheriffs.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a national trend. I mean, I think we're sitting over 200. I think we're 205 now, and by the end of the year, I think we'll unfortunately be up by a lot more, because the holiday season's tough on everybody, you know, including us. We're human beings, of course. But I think what we're doing is we've been working on it for 10 months, so I think it's just the timing with the local suicides was just happen chance. But we've been working on it since I took office in January. You know, we're working mind, body, and spirit. I know, you know, spiritual is very important to some, and so is the mind. And also, we got to be, you know, kind of fit for duty. But we have a full-time, you know, first-ever psychologist who's, you know, works for the sheriff's office. We have three chaplains from different denominations. We're going to update our gyms and hopefully get some fitness instructors to, you know, job specific duties. Like if you work in the jail and you sit a lot, have someone to go in there and kind of do a workout program to, you know, stand and stretch. And same with the squad car, et cetera. Because it has to be the three. You know, Tri Wellness is our program's name, and it's going to help us. And then guess what? We're happy, healthy, and we can serve better, and our interactions are going to be better with people on the street. With mental illness, and our goal is to make sure our staff's good enough to go out there and serve the best of our ability, because that's what we're here for, is to serve the public.
It's a big circle, isn't it? I mean, you're healthy, you react healthy, you're in touch with what's going on, and maybe there's an opportunity to bail out for a day or so if you're not feeling good.
The other thing that this brings up is that the stigma that mental health, or, you know, maybe, you know, having a feeling of that you're inadequate or something's going wrong or you're feeling depressed, you're taking that away and you're making it in the forefront, and that this is normal everyday business and we need to take care of these things. So that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I wish I could take full credit for it, because that would be great, but you know, this is a ongoing huge thing with a bunch of staff. you know, we didn't invent this. We're just improving on it. And again, I say it over and over again. If the cop's depressed and we get depressed for the same reasons, financial reasons, marital problems, kid problems, and if we have to do that, then we have to go do a 10-hour shift to deal with all of society's problems, which are the same as ours, but we do it for a living. And the stigma needs to stop. You can be a tough guy. You can be a tough woman. You can go out there and, you know, and be a protector and save lives and arrest bad people. But someone needs to make sure that these people are doing okay. Because if you have two unhealthy people on a scene, the chances are it's going to go bad. And we don't want that. We want to de-escalate situations. We want to preserve life. We don't want to assault or get assaulted. And it's just, it's like you said, Robert, full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, so how have the officers, the deputies been responding to this? Are they, you know, I mean, years ago, I would probably went, oh, this is hooey, but, you know, with my background in recovery and talk therapy and things like that, I know it's not hooey. So how's the response been?
They're responding pretty well. You know, I think the majority are responding well. Some people think it's, you know, like you just said, you know, man up or woman up. If you can't deal with it, find a different job. And that's just not how it is anymore. I mean, you know, applicants mm-hmm. are 25-year low. Nobody wants to get in this profession. And you know, I saw a comment somewhere about our processes. You know, the cops, you know, they do a terrible job dealing with mentally ill people and people suffering from mental health crises. And I think to myself, yeah, some cops are horrible at it because they're suffering from the same thing.
Right.
How are these people supposed to interact in a positive manner? So
exactly.
We're turning the page on it.
Right. And so how much is this new counselor or therapist being able to work? Is she full-time?
Yeah, she's full-time. She's there Monday through Friday, but if there's a critical incident, you know, a homicide or a bad crash or, you know, God forbid one of our deputies has to use force or deadly force, I mean, she'll be on call. I mean, she's basically a on-call person. She's a ex-Madison, Wisconsin cop and sergeant. So she knows what's going on because she had the same kind of complications when she was a cop. And she decided instead of complaining about it and wishing she could have done better, she's going to help. She went to school, got her counseling degree, and now she's doing her work.
That's awesome. Hey, Hutch, we're winding down on the hour here. Can you hold on and do another segment with us?
Absolutely.
Awesome. That's great. So we want to talk, too, how is your first – how long have you been sheriff now? Has it been a year and a half?
Well, how long is it? 11-ish months. So January 7th will be a full year, and I got elected, obviously, November 7th. But I didn't get sworn in until January, so – we're about 10, 11 months, and, you know, it feels like either 10 minutes or about 10 years, so it's really up and down.
Wow. Well, let's talk more about that when we get back. You're listening to the Progressive AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and this is Pilot's Progressive Party, along with Wendy and Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Twin Cities Ballet is proudly celebrating 10 years of a Minnesota Nutcracker at Ames Center in Burnsville, December 13th through the 15th. Twin Cities Ballet presents this beloved holiday classic with a Minnesota twist and is one of the most attended must-see holiday events in the Twin Cities. Twin Cities Ballet's A Minnesota Nutcracker will provide delightful entertainment for your whole family. Tickets on sale now at TwinCitiesBallet.org. TwinCitiesBallet.org.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
There are so many times in life when it's important to have a plan. I'm attorney Rachel Schroman, and I can tell you from experience that so much pain can be prevented with an estate plan or an arrangement for long-term care costs. I work with families with many different dynamics and budgets, and my goal is always to give them peace of mind while helping them protect their legacy. Learn more about me at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Hey, AM 950 listeners, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design. I've got some really big news for you guys. We are relocating from St. Louis Park to Edina. That means we are currently holding a moving sale that is phenomenal. At least 40% off virtually everything in the showroom. And in these final couple weeks, take 20% off those already reduced prices. Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard, for a little while longer.
Auto Technical needs your help to keep our transportation program going. Social agencies like Workforce Training Center, Tubman Shelter, they rely on our mission of providing transportation to families in need. Donations of vehicles are down 80% because of the new tax laws. We really need vehicle donations to continue our mission. Help us, please. Give a call to Richard at 612-919-5526, autotechnical.org.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, expect rain after 9 p.m. with up to half of an inch possible and a low temperature around 35. Thursday, rain and snow with a low of 29 and a high around 30. Friday will be sunny with a high of 33 and a low of 25.
Don't miss the Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. Up to 200 vendors, four speaker stages, giveaways, and more. The Healthy Life Expo this Saturday and Sunday at the Minneapolis Convention Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
Hey, this is Pilot's Progressive Party, and I was trying to sing there, but it threw everything off. Hey, I'm here with Wendy Pilot and Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we're talking about a new program that Hennepin County has just put together where we have an on-call Monday through Friday full-time counselor for the sheriffs and the deputies that need to talk it out. And welcome back, Dave.
Thank you. It was good. You know, I think an important part, too, of this is our peer-to-peer support group, and we have a bunch of deputies and supervisors trained in it. But also, we're going to come up with a database, hopefully, soon, so we can have different regions of peer-to-peer support. So I'm Hennepin County Sheriff. I don't want to, you know, of course, I can't talk to anybody in my office about problems because I'm the sheriff, but let's say I'm a deputy. I don't want to talk to Hennepin County Sheriff. I want to talk to a Ramsey County deputy. So we're going to have this database so they can call somebody from, you know, Moorhead to Marshall, Minnesota, and hopefully it's a national thing eventually. The cops like talking to other cops about their problems because they understand, just like teachers,
right,
and just like farmers. You guys understand the stresses.
Oh, Wendy does for sure. So is this the first in the country?
No, I think it's the first in the region, you know, I think in Minnesota, but there's some, you know, like New York and, you know, L.A. and some of these really, really big organizations. They've been doing it for a little while, you know, because, you know, you got, you know, like New York, they have 50-some thousand cops, and they're going to be a lot more issues than your average police department. But again, I think we're taking what we've learned from them. I've been up there and talked to their people, and you know, I think every component needs to have, you know, the three, the mind, body, spirit. And then we also got to empower our deputies to get help on their own. I mean, they need to fix themselves so we can help them. And if it's stress from the job, like I always say, if we broke you, we're going to fix you. If this profession isn't for you, we're going to help you find a new job with similar pay, benefits, and retirement, because this job isn't for everybody. It's a tough job. I mean, you go from going on a high-speed chase and catching the murderer to doing CPR on a baby, and I mean, that's not normal.
No, it goes one extreme to the other, and thank you for doing this. I think it's really, it's something that, you know, you've hung your hat on, not from day one, but pretty close from day one. And so let's talk a little bit about your last 11 months here. What, you know, we got body cams now, we have things like that Hennepin County sheriffs didn't have before. Let's talk about some things you've learned and some things that you're really promoting.
Well, I've learned, again, a lot. Again, I have a great team, and you know, we couldn't do without the deputies working in jail, et cetera, and our dispatchers. I mean, they, you know, I always say, if I show up half hour late to work, nothing happens. If they show up half hour late to work, the whole world goes to heck. So I've learned a lot. I've learned that, you know, there's people, you know, regardless of the sheriff, they want to do a good job. They want to help people. And again, I reiterate that the vast majority, I'm talking 99% or more, want to help people. There's always a few bad apples, but I think empowering them to tell us what they need. So we've got body cameras because we want to be transparent, and people want to know what we're doing. We push that. We push a bunch of stuff. We push this mental health agenda. But we're also, we have a body scanner coming into the jail, which is going to help reduce the number of narcotics getting brought into jail, and again, overdoses with the opioids. And, you know, we're the one of the leaders in the country when it comes to medical assisted treatment in jail for opioid addiction. We have doctors and nurses screening people. We treat about 100 people a month now since April. I mean, it's us in Middlesex County, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. I mean, we're tied, and I'm friends with their sheriff, Peter Katusian. And it's a healthy, we're real competitive, and I always like to tease him. I say, it's great being competitive. Especially when we're always winning, because we have higher numbers. And, you know, this is, again, this sheriff's office isn't Dave Hutchinson. My name's everywhere, but it's the community's sheriff's office. They pay the taxes. They voted me in. They can vote me out. Hopefully they don't, but it's their office. I'm just the guy lucky enough to lead it.
Right, and I know you got a community group that I'm involved in. You have things, outreach, and I see you everywhere, and I see you holding babies and shaking hands, and we're really proud of you, Wendy and I, for knowing you.
Well, I tell you, and I've said it before on the other show, is that you guys were the first ones to have me on. I mean, it's kind of fate, or, you know, with Goodman and Barry Hand and all that crew, and you know, you guys gave me the first shot. You guys had a huge role in my election success. Like I said before, I don't consider you people on the radio. I consider you friends of mine, and you're great people. And I, you know, every day I listen to you guys. The show on the weekend gets better. This show is, you know, last week, and of course this week is very good. So I think I'm proud of you guys for coming up with this solution. And instead of just complaining about it, you guys decided to talk about it and make some change, like same thing I did.
Right, and that's Wendy. I've followed Wendy and her progressiveness over the years, and she's inspired me.
Well, she's
a smart, do a little bit, get it done, you know? Well, you know what Robert will say to that. Of course she's smart. She married me. That's a standard answer.
But,
well,
yeah, I mean,
what, you know, Robert is a good man. I mean, I think you know, overcoming his addiction and stuff, and now teaching our future. I mean, you know, good things happen to good people, and I think we all kind of, you know, exuberate that, I guess, if that's the right word.
Well, we know your partner too, your husband, and we love him too. And we all have to get out and go to dinner and see more of each other.
Dave, didn't you get a dog?
What's that?
Did you get another dog? You got another dog, right?
Yeah, well, before Nike passed, we got a dog, yeah. Rex.
How's Rex doing?
He's crazy. He's a good dog. He's a great dog. He's no Nike, though, but he's a great dog, and he's so cute and such a big, he's just a big dummy, but I come home and he runs around and makes me happy, of course, the mood I'm in, so he's a good boy.
Good.
So tell everybody, you do a lot of traveling, too. Tell everybody what a week being Hennepin County Sheriff is like, just generally speaking, in the last few minutes here.
Yeah, and I generally don't really like to travel. I think it's fun to get out of town, especially if it's somewhere warm. But, you know, there's so much stuff I have to do here. I go on Mondays. We have meetings to catch up on the weekend. But a lot of times it's meetings, like and I'm not a huge meeting guy, so we have a few meetings, and I have to go out and interact with the public and do something fun. Like last night, we had our award ceremony, promotional ceremony, and we got to swear in new detention deputies and new deputies.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That was great. It was 600 people came.
Wow. And where was that?
Yeah. It was in the hotel in Brooklyn Park. I think it's called the Marriott West or something.
Nice. It went smooth, huh?
What's that?
It went smooth.
Yeah, it was 3 hours long, so it was long. And I was kind of, towards the end, I was kind of like, let's speed this up. But it was great.
And so, like, okay, so what else do you do? You reach out. I know, just to rewind, we saw you at the fair a bunch of times, and you're out in the community, I guess is my point.
Yeah, that's my job. Like today I woke up, I didn't get home until late, and woke up early, went to the Minnetonka Rotary Club, and we talked about issues and what their, the Rotary's mission, and, Minnetonka, I think is just as important as Minneapolis or any other city. So, I got to get out there. I go to city council meetings, I go to county meetings, I go talk to different sheriffs and police chiefs. I have 36 police chiefs in a county I have to deal with and I have to have a good relationship with. And there's more, even more than that. There's like 40-some cities that I got to go talk to the mayors. And it's really just about making sure everybody's got what they need to be successful. And we're kind of the big brother, big sister of public safety in Hennepin County.
Well, I know, just to share a story with everybody, I remember when you first became Hennepin County Sheriff, and you went and visited all the areas where your deputies worked, and some of them said they had never seen the Hennepin County Sheriff before until you showed up.
Yeah, a bunch of them, and I still do that. I try to do it monthly, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but yesterday I was kind of open, so I went to the juvenile court, I went to family court, and they just want to see, they want me to hear their frustrations. But there was a guy that said he's been a sheriff for 27 years, so I'm his fourth sheriff, and it's the first time he ever shook the sheriff's hand.
Wow, that's amazing. And just what you can do, and I think how you won the election, being out there and shaking hands. I remember you telling us a story that you talked to some people that Native Americans that had never voted before or voted for you this time, and that's reaching out.
Well, it was great. Yeah, I went down to Little Earth there, and a bunch of those people are going to give a shout out. They want to be a part of the community, but sometimes they just want to be invited because they haven't done it. And they're the first Americans, so they should be the first ones voting. And I'm thinking, well, come on. So we had breakfast with them, and of course, in that situation, I don't tell them who to vote for. I just show up and I say, hey, go vote. And the guy was like 80-some years old, and he's never voted in his life. And,
wow.
He came out with the biggest smile on his face, like, yeah, I just voted. And, of course, he told me who he voted for, and I appreciate it. But it's just getting these people out. It's just like the Smalleys. I mean, they just
yeah
anybody. They just want to be a part of it.
Right.
Well, you're fantastic about building relationships, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is.
I think I always say it's because of my good looks.
That too.
Yeah, right.
Well, I want to really thank you for being on. You know, this is like our second show, and we're really excited to have you on. And I know you're a big supporter of us, as we are of you. And keep on doing great things for Hennepin County.
Well, thank you very much. I love you both, and you know, keep doing your guys' thing. And I, you know, someday when you guys are like worldwide, I'll be your driver if I don't have a job.
Well, thank you so much for being on. Wendy, do you have something?
Well, we'll be in an RV traveling the United States. So
yeah, doing the radio show. Hey, you're listening to the Pilots Progressive Party, and we just had Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson on. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown them the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. We're proud of the way our turkey tastes naturally, so we never add fillers or basting solutions, just 100% pure turkey. And we're proud to remain an independent family farm. Looking for an extra special addition to this year's Thanksgiving feast? Our fresh, never frozen turkeys remove the hassle of thawing and can be picked up just days before your celebration. Available at natural food stores across the region. Reserve your fresh, free-range Thanksgiving turkey for pickup at our store right on our farm in scenic Cannon Falls or at one of our retail partners. For more information on finding our Ferndale Market Thanksgiving turkey near you, visit us at ferndalemarket.com. That's ferndalemarket.com. Thank you for your support of local foods and farmers. We'll hope to see you at Ferndale Market soon. ferndalemarket.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed. Also, the Army National Guard's education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Frank Brown, social justice activist and owner of the only minority-owned union print shop in Minnesota, Minuteman Press Uptown. Customers love our high-quality printing services and graphic design. We also give back to our community. We believe in second chances and hire people who have made mistakes in the past. My own activism includes Ban the Box Minnesota and limiting employment background checks with Take Action Minnesota. Choose a print shop that wants to make our community a better place. More at mpuptown.com. Minuteman Press Uptown. We print everything.
Hey, welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party. I'm here with Wendy Pilot, and we're here at the Jefferson Avenue studio in St. Paul. There's a couple things I'd like to talk to you about, Wendy, and one of them is like it's the 50th anniversary of the occupation of Alcatraz. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
You know, we had a guest on our other show, Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, which is on 1 to 3 on Saturdays here on this station. we had one of the original people there, and that was like a 3-year occupation, and today's the anniversary, 50th anniversary.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So I wish that it was more, noted in the news, so people are more aware. So glad you're bringing that up.
Right, and then also we know it's American Indian Heritage Month too, so mm-hmm. that's every month for me, right?
Every day.
That's right. Also too, today's Transgender Day of Remembrance, and I know at school we celebrated that and talked about that, and I think we just gave everybody, transgender people out there and supporters and everyone, a shout out to that.
That's great. I love it. Again, more awareness. That's great.
Right. And Ende Young, who which means our home in, I believe, Ojibwe, is opening up their new 40-person shelter for 14 to 18 or 18 to 24 year olds, and that's needed. It's here in St. Paul off University Avenue.
It's fantastic. The weather's changing and it's going to be ready just in time.
It's great timing to have it for sure. So Wendy, I know you work in the medical field, and also you are a really into animals, and we talk a lot about that during our other show. Do you have anything that you'd like to talk about today?
Well, I was just bringing, I'm going to bring up something that I've been flying a lot back and forth, spending lots of time at the airport, and I just found an article from the Star Tribune, and it was dated November 14th, and it's written by Tim Harlow, and the title is Stitches the Cat Joins Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport Animal Ambassador Crew. So they have, apparently they have dogs there already, right, that you could pet, their therapy pets, because a lot of people are a little nervous about flying, right? So the people can now pet Stitches the cat. And Stitches the cat is soothing the nerves of frazzled flyers at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport. So this is great. And Stitches is going to be at Terminal 1. C, Terminal C, and the cat will be in like a little cage, somebody will be wheeling it around, and it'll have a little sign on it, pet me. And now, Robert, you know that I don't like to fly, even though I fly a lot, I really, really don't like to. So this would be a good alternative to me instead of having a glass of wine. And
or you could do both.
Or there you go. A glass of wine while I'm petting Stitches. I think that'd be fantastic. But I do know a lot of people are afraid to fly. And I remember, Robert, our very first flight together. I told you, I warned you. I said, listen, I get a little panicky on the plane. And I was okay. We were up there, and we were going to New York, mm-hmm. and we were landing. And mm-hmm. that's when the panic came into my body. And I honestly believe that the plane was going in too fast and it was going in crooked. So what I did, my poor husband, I grabbed his arm and I said,
squeezed
his arm, and I said, the plane's going in too fast. It's going in crooked. And Robert looked at me in horror.
I believed you.
You believed me. And then we landed and it was like hitting a pillow, right?
It was so soft, yes.
And you looked at me and you said, I'm never flying with you again.
That was pre-9/11 too, so it was fun to fly back then too. Well, at least for me.
Exactly. But listen, if I had Stitches the cat or one of these therapy dogs at the airport where I'd be able to pet them and talk with them and have a glass of wine with them before the flight, I would have been okay and that wouldn't have happened. But yes, that was pre-9/11. I had a really bad flight coming back from the Dominican Republic one time. I was in a lightning storm, and the plane was going up and down, and the luggage was coming out of the containers above your head, and it was really pretty scary. And I'm here today to talk about it, so everything turned out okay. And then I got really good about flying, and I wasn't afraid. But then 9/11 happened, and I kind of reverted back to the, you know, my original feelings. But I am getting better, and I'm just glad that they're including animals, and that you know, studies have shown that animals help people calm their nerves. It's been studied that people who have dogs and cats have
live longer,
and have lower blood pressure, right? Mm-hmm. Having animals around for any type of thing could help people. So,
right, and the lowering the blood pressure and all that, that's for real.
Yeah. So the next time I fly, I'm definitely going to get to the airport a little bit earlier than I usually do, because I do get there earlier, because it just helps me be calm. And I'm going to see where the Stitches is. I'm going to go check it out to see if I can go find Stitches.
Well, I'm wondering too, next time we fly together, we should take the dogs, because they're teeny dogs.
Yeah, we have two little dogs, Wanda and Gracie. And if you're watching us on Facebook, our live Facebook feed, they both sit on my lap during the radio show here, and that's where they are most comfortable. You can't see them. I can probably lift them up for you. Come on, guys. And because I know people like to look at them.
There they are.
Really cute. Yeah. So, yeah, we could definitely try that.
So, hey, not to change subjects on you, but who do you like for the debate tonight?
Wow. You know, I love Warren. Mm-hmm. I really do. But I keep sending $27 like every week to Bernie. So, obviously, my mind has not been made up. And I think that they are all really smart, and they all have something to bring to the table, and we'll just have to listen to see what they're going to talk about tonight, and we'll see how many are going to be left for the next. I think there's 10 tonight. There's still too many, you know.
Right.
So we really need to narrow it
down. And we only have a year left.
I know.
We only have a year left.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. We're definitely going to watch it.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
So I like Bernie too, and I like Warren, and it's important. I can see why people are for Biden, or people that are more moderate, but I think we're at an age right now, you and I were, we got to go broke. We have to leave the Gen Z's a nice planet, and they're upset, you know.
Yeah.
I talk to them all the time, and there's a thing going on now that I was talking to one of my students, and she was calling me, she said, "Okay, boomer." And that's one of the derogatory things that they're saying to boomers, because, you know, boomers have left them what they have right now, baby boomers.
That's right. A climate that's changing so rapidly that if we don't do something about it in 10 years, it's going to be catastrophic, and it's going to be at the point of no return. So we need to get going on this.
So I want to thank, you know, you as always helping me and being my my rock.
Oh, thank you.
And also,
I like that better than sidekick.
Yeah. And also Richard Painter. He has great insight, and I love following his tweets.
I love his energy, too. He's great.
Right. And also Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, who we love, and who's a progressive sheriff in one of the most progressive counties in the United States.
And he's doing awesome things for Hennepin County.
Right on. So you've been listening to Pilot's Progressive Party, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, give us an email and tell us what to change, and maybe the name.
Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party.